Hello, ladies. I am so excited to see you. Woo! I am so happy to be here. Why did you come to Ladies Prayer Advance? You don't have to answer out loud. Why did you come? I got one because of me. I have a fan. Thank you, Holly. I love you. Why did you come? Did you come because this is an awesome conference and you've been before and you want to be again? Yes? Did you come because this is just what your church does? And you want to fellowship with your sisters in Christ? Yes? Did you come because you know that you need to seek God? Did you come because you have a burden that is heavy on your heart and you want God to do something, to move on your behalf or to move on the behalf of your family or maybe your church family? Thank you so much, Dan. You got it. Well, I don't know why you came, but I came. Well, first of all, because I was invited, which was very kind of you. Thank you. I also came because I'm attached to that man over there, and he was invited. But I love the prayer advances. I love them for many, many reasons. But one of the reasons I love them is because there is a focus on praising the Lord. We learn even from Brother Harold, I have learned from Brother Harold, that there is a praise protocol in prayer, that you come before him with praise. The Bible teaches us that God inhabits the praise of his people. I love that the music in the prayer advance is put together and designed and prayed over so that we can praise the Lord. I love that we come here to pray. So open your Bible to Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews 13. We're just going to read one verse in Hebrews. Hebrews 13, verse number 15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to stand in front of these ladies. Honestly, Lord, it's a humbling experience. I pray, dear Father, that you will now help me to humbly speak, Lord, words from your heart. May I leave everything unsaid that you would not want me to say, and may I say everything that you would want me to say. And Lord, I don't know the needs of hearts, but you do, and I'm so thankful for that. I pray that you will meet us all where we are as we focus just for a few minutes on praising your name. In your name, amen. The writer of Hebrews, many believe to be the Apostle Paul, says here, "Let us offer to God the sacrifice of praise." Do you find that odd? Sacrifice. Do you think praise is a sacrifice? Is it hard to praise the Lord? You know what? We live in a first world country. I know that probably lately you don't think we do, but we do. We still live in a first world country, and we don't know a lot about sacrifice. We don't, even though the price of eggs is about the cost of your first child. You know, I've been thinking about getting chickens, and we really can't get chickens. We're on the road all the time, so they would die, because no one would be there to take care of them. And so I've been trying to think, can we take chickens on the road with us? I'm just kidding. Don't buy me a chicken. But anyway, we do live in a first world country, so we don't know a lot about sacrifice. We really don't. The probably height of my sacrifice, this is a great story. You're going to love it because I'm going to be really vulnerable here. A couple years ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, I got shingles on my face. Yeah, anybody here ever had shingles? All of you are the ones in the auditorium that are shuddering. You're like, ugh, because they are very painful. They're horrible. And I hadn't been feeling well. We were getting ready to go on the road, and all of a sudden I thought I was breaking out with hives on my face. And my husband said, Bethly, you should go get that checked out before we leave town. So I went to an urgent care. The nurse practitioner walks in. She just takes one look at me. She said, you have shingles. And because of where they were all along my left eyebrow. She said, you're going to go see an eye doctor today because we don't want that to get in your eye. And I was like, okay. So the day I was supposed to be packing and getting ready to go on the road, I spent in doctor's offices and pharmacies, just they were getting me all fixed up. But the eye doctor, she was very, very kind, and she was just talking me through a few things. She said, you're going to have a couple of really uncomfortable days, but you'll be fine. And I told her I said, ma'am, we are going to a church to minister to people. Can I even be around them? And she said, you'll be fine. Just kind of keep your distance. So I was socially distancing before it was popular. So anyway, I was like, great, this is good. I've got the medicine. We're going to hit the road. I'm going to be fine. Literally, I think I was sitting in the back seat while we traveled so that I could get more comfortable, but I was just holding on to stuff the whole time because that's how shingles are. You're just like, whoa. Anyway, but right before I left the eye doctor's office, she said, oh, by the way, you don't want those to get infected, those blisters on your face, so no makeup. Now, girls, look at me. I am not a Sephora model, you can tell. I do not wear expensive makeup. I wear Walmart makeup, but I can tell you I don't go to Walmart without makeup. So I'm not going to go to church without makeup. Seriously? And there are two reasons why I don't go anywhere without at least a little bit of makeup. One and two. You see these are eyebrows. I don't have any. Do you know that you need eyebrows? You're probably all like, you don't have eyebrows? You do have eyebrows. Yes, I do. But, you know, I grew up with a mom who thought that plucking was next to godliness. And so if you pluck the fire out of these babies for 20 years, they're not going to grow back. They're not. I would love to get microblading. And my husband is always like, you want a tattoo on your face? I'm like, yes, I do. One of these days I'm going to do that. But anyway, so, you know, you need eyebrows. You do. Because they give you expression. You need expression, you know, surprise. Getting after your children. Mm. You need these. You need those eyebrows. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to walk into a church with no eyebrows. I cannot do this. And you know, girls, Sunday morning came. I was feeling pretty good. David said, you know, if you're not feeling good, you don't have to go. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I can go. So I got up. And you can't very well do one side of your face and not the other. Although, I mean, now I would look like some Marvel character. It would be really cool. So I just put like a little bit of concealer on and a little bit of powder and a little bit of lip gloss and poor miserable me with no expression went to church. And the people were very kind. Everything was really good. I was okay. I'm okay. By the way, these expressions today brought to you by Maybelline. But I was doing okay. Without my eyebrows, I was okay. But one of the ladies, sweet, so sweet. She comes up to me and she said, never met her before in my life. Never met her. She says, you are so brave. I was like, thank you. She said, I could never walk out of my house looking like that. Now, this isn't very Christian, but I'm thinking to myself, good thing I don't have expression right now. Really? But that's the extent of my sacrifice. that's not a very big sacrifice. Do you ever think of sacrifice or of praising the Lord as a sacrifice? Paul here, or whoever the writer of Hebrews was, is talking to the Jews about their extensive knowledge. He's just saying, you know all about sacrifice, right? And the sacrifice of praise was a real sacrifice that the Israelis would do during the Feast of Pentecost. You can read about it in Leviticus chapter 19 when you get a chance. And they also could offer the sacrifice of praise any time. They just wanted to praise the Lord. But we don't do that. We know from the book of Hebrews that we don't need the blood of bulls and goats. We have the precious ultimate sacrifice, the blood of Jesus. And that's what Paul was saying. He said, you don't need that sacrifice anymore. You need the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of your lips. Do you ever have a hard time saying, thank you, Lord? Do you ever have a hard time saying, Lord, you are so good? Well, you ever have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a whole bad season of life? Yeah, we all do. We all do. And I don't want to stand here and make light of anything that's going on in your life. This is not so that we all walk around as little Baptist Pollyannas going, everything's good, everything's good. No. We know that life is hard. I talked to several of you before the service, and I said, I haven't seen you probably in months or maybe years, some of you. And some of you shared with me, you know, things are kind of hard right now. I understand. Even during that time, can we offer the sacrifice of praise to God? Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Let me give you three ways that we can do it. First of all, I would say to you, build an altar. Build an altar. Now, I'm not talking about the cute little fire pits that everybody puts in their backyard. I have a cute little fire pit in my backyard. Build yourself an altar in your heart. If you were to research what the ancient Jewish altar looked like and build it, it wouldn't do you any good because we already know we don't need to sacrifice animals that way. And if you built one in your backyard, your neighbors would all be like, I knew it. I knew they were in a cult. We got to move. Yes, they would. But you're going to build this altar in your heart because what you're going to do is you're going to say, Lord, what is it that is keeping me from praising you? What is it? The psalmist said in chapter 42, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? What's going on in there? You know, girls, it could be anything from a really bad day. You know, you get behind the one slowpoke in your neighborhood, you just got to run to the store. I just need to get to Dollar General. Could you please just get out of my way? You get behind that one person, and then you get to Dollar General, and they don't have what you need, and it was just a bad day. It was hard. It could be that you just got really bad news from the doctor. It could be that you have a child who is a burden on your heart. I don't know what it is, but identify it. Identify it and say, Lord, why is this keeping me from praising you? Do you know that when we look at these things that may be keeping us from praising the Lord, we will find one of two things. It could be something that's just fleeting. Really, Lord? I let no eyebrows get me in a snit? Keeping me from praising you? It could be something very weighty, like we just talked about, a huge burden on your heart. No matter what it is, the Bible tells us that Jesus cares. He cares about the little things that are a burden. He cares about the big things that are a burden. He cares about the whole thing. But amazingly, he tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he says that they are a light affliction. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, but right now you have a huge burden on your heart. And when you read that, you think to yourself, Lord, light affliction? Lord, your word says that you feel what I feel. This is not a light affliction. But what that verse is saying is, in light of who God is, in light of eternity, it's a light affliction. So build yourself an altar and identify what it is that needs to go on that altar. And then you offer it to God. Doesn't mean that you sacrifice that person that's getting on your nerves. That's not what it is. You offer it. The word offer means to lead up or to carry up. Carry it up. You take that whatever thing that is burdening your heart so much that you feel like you cannot praise the Lord, and you carry it up. Lift it up to Him. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter that we are to cast all of our care upon Him, for He cares for you. Build yourself an altar. Identify what it is that's keeping you from praising the Lord and offer it to Him. Don't grab it back. It doesn't mean that whatever it is that's burdening your heart is going to completely go away. It does not mean that whatever it is that's burdening your heart isn't still going to wake you up in the middle of the night. Have you been there? Where you wake up and you go, oh, that is still happening. That's still a reality in my life. But right there in the dead of night, you can build yourself an altar and say, Lord, it's this burden again, but I'm offering it to you because you care for me. And not only do we build ourselves an altar, we believe that He is worthy of our praise. Have you met the Christian lady who is constantly down in the dumps? But she says this, oh, but God is good. Oh, but God is good. Do you really believe? Do you believe down deep in your soul? Do you believe that He is worthy? The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5, and I'm going to find my notes here so I can read this to you. In Revelation chapter 5, the angels say with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. And you know that last word? Blessing. He is worthy of my praise. Do you know, ladies, if you're going through a hard time, get to know Him a little more. Get yourself in this book so you know who He is. If you get into the Psalms, you will find that He knows you, that He is your strength, your deliverer, your shepherd, your shield, your glory, the lifter of your head, your high tower, your refuge, your rock, your judge, your defender. And it can go on and on and on. Have you read the Psalms? Amazing. Telling us how God is worthy. If you look in the Gospels, you will find that He is our Savior. He is the light. He is the Word. He is the Lamb. He is the door. He is the vine. He is abundant life. He is the bread of life. I love that because I have to eat gluten-free. I love bread. He is my bread of life. And in Hebrews 13:8, we find that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe that He is worthy of your praise, even in your darkest time? Even if you came here with heavy burdens on your heart, start with the sacrifice of praise. Lord, You are worthy. And then don't just believe that he's worthy. Let it lift your heart. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Let it lift your heart. We don't have to carry those burdens alone. When you look in the Psalms and you find out who our good shepherd is and how very strong he is, you don't have to carry that. You can believe he is worthy and you can let it lift your heart. And then, ladies, can I say this to you? You can bless his name. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Sometimes we don't feel that. There are many times I don't feel that. From the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, I do not feel like all that is within me blessing anything. But if I build an altar, and if I believe he is worthy, I can bless his name. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15, it says that we are to offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of what? My lips. Open your mouth. Say it out loud. Sometimes we have to act our way into a feeling before our feelings follow our actions. We have to actually do it. Open your mouth. You may say, well, I don't know what to say. Well, open this and read it. Read it out loud. You may say, well, you know, I don't have it with me all the time. Do you have a phone? You have a Bible app on your phone. Read it. Listen to it. You may need to just find some phrases in here. Lord, I praise you because you are. And plug in whatever it is right there. Lord, I praise you because you are my redeemer. I praise you because you are my shepherd. I praise you because you are my high tower. I praise you because you are my strength. I praise you because you are my rest. I praise you. Open your mouth. You may need to quote scripture. You might need to sing. Do you know that singing is mentioned in the Bible 142 times in the Authorized Version? 142 times. Sing. I had a friend when I lived in Ohio. Her name was Christy Fowl, and Christy was one of six girls. Now, can you imagine your house? Maybe you have six girls. I have two girls and three boys, and there's enough drama in my house with the boys. So, anyway, I can't imagine six girls, how much drama there would have been growing up. But Christy told me that her mom was a wonderful testimony to them. Anytime the girls just started, you know, getting all dramatic, she would burst into the hallelujah chorus. Yeah. That is a way to get your tension out right there, girls. So try it. Next time you go home, your little preschoolers are all, you know, just, you know, just do it. Just burst into the hallelujah chorus. But that is a way to bless his name. Have you ever been so burdened that you can't sing? Nothing comes out. My sister, she and her husband are missionaries to India. She's a redhead, beautiful, naturally curly, red, beautiful hair. And I love her. I love her. Anyway, she has a beautiful voice and she sings. And my sister can sing with tears streaming down her face, dripping, wetting her dress. I mean, it's beautiful, beautiful. Do you know what it sounds like when I try to sing, when I get choked up? It's horrible. Horrible. I cannot sing if I'm choked up. And I will tell you that the words of so many of the hymns and praise songs are so powerful. When I'm at home in my home church and we're singing, I get choked up all the time. I cannot sing, but I can listen. And girls, we have these wonderful streaming devices that give us so much music. Use it for something that glorifies God. Get yourself a praise list on your Spotify. Get yourself a worship list so that when you are so burdened that you cannot sing, you can listen to others praise the Lord, and it can lift your heart. Bless His name. You may need to quote scripture. You may need to sing. You can always give thanks. One of the best ways to turn around a bad day is to say thank you, especially to the one who gave you breath to live in your really not so bad day. You can say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this car that just barely got me to the grocery store. Thank you, Lord, for all the retirees that live in my town and go 10 miles under the speed limit. I love you. Thank you, Lord, that I found a dozen and a half eggs on sale for $3.92. Yes, I did. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful gift of salvation. If you are saved, you can always say that. There is always something to be thankful for. You can give thanks. You can quote scripture. You can sing. You may need to put some actions with your blessing. Might need to do a happy little Baptist girl dance in the privacy of your home. I grew up in a rather staid church. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. It is not that no one in my church would ever raise their hands. In fact, my dad would. My dad was pastor of our church for 47 years, and he's in glory now, so he raises his hands all the time. He would put his hands in the air, and there were a few others. My papa, he was a shouting Nazarene turned Baptist. And he would scare the fire out of you when he praised the Lord. But I will tell you that not very many of us did. We just didn't put our hands in the air. And as I would grow in the Lord, I would see ladies putting their hands in the air from time to time. And I would think, man, I wish I could do that. Because I never did. And I was uncomfortable with it. And you know what? If you are, that's okay. I'm not saying this is how you have to be. I'm just saying it is one way that you can bless His name. But my heart would feel so overwhelmed, and I would want to. I would want to put my hands in the air, but I would be like, no, that's just going to draw attention. And seriously, we travel in revival ministry, and there are some churches where that would only draw attention to me and it would not be profitable for the service. So I want to be careful. My daddy passed away. At his funeral, the choir of his church sang, and several of the men in his church that my dad loved to hear sing, they sang. And one of the songs that they sang was "It Is Well With My Soul." My mom was sitting on the front row where she always sat for 47 years while my dad pastored the church. She was sitting right there. My mama, who, as far as I knew, had never, ever made a move in a service except to get a tissue or a pen or a mint. It. My little mama, during "It Is Well With My Soul," put her head down. I was like, oh, it's my mom. And still, I went on for a couple of years thinking to myself, I cannot do that. I can't put my hands in the air. And then my mama passed away. And at her funeral, honestly, it was like they just had the same script for their funerals. They had the same music, the same musicians, but they went to the same church for 47 years, and they loved it. So it was good. It was good. We were singing a congregational song about heaven. And the Holy Spirit said, Bethly, bless my name. This is about me and not about you. And I found out that I can do this. It's okay. Now I think David sometimes thinks that I should go more the other way. There are times I think sometimes he's like, not here. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, you might need to put some action with it. If you never have and you're still uncomfortable with it, then don't worry about it. It's not that you have to. The Bible does talk about putting our hands up, raising our hands in the sanctuary to bless his name. The Bible does talk about that. And so I would just say to you that if you feel like your heart is so overwhelmed with what God is doing, then just bless his name. And if you don't do this, we're not going to think that the Lord's not blessing your heart. It's okay. I think I'm coming undone here. All right. I prayed about this microphone just a few minutes ago. So, does praise seem a sacrifice to you? Is it hard? Well, maybe we just need to take a little time to build an altar and find out what it is that's keeping you from blessing his name. Maybe you need to believe that he's worthy. Maybe you've forgotten how amazing your God is. Maybe you don't really know him. So you can't believe how amazing he is because you don't know. Can I tell you that he loves you? And you are not here by accident. He loves you. And he sent his only son to die for you even while you were a sinner, because all of us are sinners. All of us do wrong. I did wrong today. We all do wrong. But God so loved you that he sent his only begotten Son to take your sin and to bear it in his body on the cross, to shed his blood for you. And he didn't stay dead. In a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate what we call Easter. It's a Resurrection Sunday because he came out of the grave because he loves you and because he is more powerful than your sin. And he is more powerful than death. And he is more powerful than the grave. And he brought you here because he wants to get to know you. And he wants you to know him. So if you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, you can today. The Bible says that all you have to do is come to him. Trust him. Believe on him. Trust in him alone, not your works, not how well you can praise the Lord, but him alone. Maybe, ladies, you just need to bless his name. Was it a little bit of a hardship to get here? How many of you had to get your husband and children all settled before you could get here? And you're still feeling those angsty things in your heart. Bless his name. Bless his name. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad to be here. Let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Father, I thank you so much for these ladies. Lord, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I thank you most of all that you are worthy to be praised. Lord, I pray that as we go through this conference, focusing on so many different things, that we will not forget to praise you because you're the whole reason we're here. Lord, if there's anyone here that is not saved, I pray that they will be. Open their heart. Lord, may they know the convicting power of your Holy Spirit. May they fully understand their need of a Savior, and may they be converted before they leave. And Lord, those of us who have just gotten so burdened down with all of the things that happen in this life, the things that happen because we live in a sin-cursed world, Lord, may we not forget that we can still praise you. We can offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, be with us in the rest of the sessions. There's so much still to go on. Lord, may it be full of your power and presence. In your name, amen.